Morning, buddy.
Morning.
Is it easier here?
That was nice.
Yeah, wasn't
yeah,
it?
You did a
thing.
Obviously, the lights, it's a tricky timing.
And they've screwed all the... not screwed up. They've changed the side of the road that's blocked off now.
Right. Oh, right. They've done that. Okay.
Yeah, they've changed that. Yeah.
Notice the absence of...
Yeah.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
About seeing me kind of like convulsing.
Do you feel like you're out of control?
Yeah. I was thinking, come on, Carl. Pull yourself together.
Yeah.
Like somehow laugh.
Just guffaw. Look. Yeah,
just acknowledge. Acknowledge the situation.
Don't worry. Instead of laugh, just nod and say yes. Yeah. Think about where you are, what you're doing. You're driving.
Yeah. I'm constantly kind of like, and I look like I'm pushed up against the glass. You're kind of laid back.
Yeah.
Because I specifically positioned your seat based on your, you know, body like biometric sizing.
So, I'm glad you got that in the post.
But for me, I'm.
You need
it's based
to use
on
your,
the clutch.
Yeah.
It's just how easy it is to push the clutch, just at the distance I need for the gears.
Yeah.
So I am a bit closer, and so I do look kind of like slightly more bulbous than you, which I'm not happy about. So yeah, I feel like I don't know if this is a.
Well, I mean, you can always go sort of the Indiana Jones route and sort of place a box on the clutch or all the pedals, like a little kid did in Indiana Jones, and you can have your seat a bit further back.
So yeah, like short
wear a Cuban heel.
Yeah, start wearing high heels. When I get out of the car,
yeah.
I used to sashay across the car park.
Because I look bulbous in the car.
Yeah. Enjoy laughter, but I'm wondering if it could spoil it, seeing me do it.
But I mean, you need to show it. You need to get, you know, someone else's opinion.
Maybe it's just on a scale. You know, you shouldn't see yourself eat. You should never see yourself
get rid of the food that you've just eaten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, watching myself eat, I think would be pretty high on the list of what I don't want to see.
Okay.
No, not because I think I'm a bad eater.
I mean, from what I've seen, it's all right.
But like somehow I don't. It's a function.
Yeah.
I don't want to see any functions that my body's doing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's difficult.
Yeah. Eating, laughing,
fighting,
defecating, fighting.
I've already seen myself fighting. I think I'm about
arguing.
Fight.
Arguing. Yes.
Yeah.
Fighting. I don't think I have a problem with that.
Really?
Oh, I think I imagine I'd be all about the legs.
Hitting their legs or using your legs? Go for his legs.
They never expect that. It's like certainly they're looking at you 1 minute, the next minute they're feeling
punch
this
in the thigh. Ah! And while they come down to grab that thigh, you get the other. They call me the thigh master.
One minute they're thinking they're going to headbutt me, next minute I'm gone and they're looking down and I'm around their legs, I'm all over their legs.
Ah, annoying the calf.
Like, it's all, yeah, kind of, you know,
teeth and legs.
I don't know, because I think also people in fight situations are usually quite inhibited. You know, unless you're drunk or you've had a dozens of fights. Most people haven't. If you're ever in that situation, it's quite hard to just go instantly from like meal out with your friends to like feral animal.
Yeah.
That's a hard one, isn't it? It would take a lot to get me there.
Yeah. I don't, yeah.
Have you ever been there?
No.
If I started to throw M&Ms at your head, for example,
I'd open my mouth.
You just adjust position. Yeah. Yeah. Make lemonade.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so that's the thing. I think, you know, if you can't go feral, then you have to basically go science. Be the science the science guy. And think about.
I don't think I could go feral. I think I could go feral.
Okay.
But I don't know how, you know.
I think
it's an ugly sight, isn't it? Someone going, a grown yeah. man going feral.
I'm starting to imagine, yeah, like a sort of, I don't know, a Beatrix Potter kind of feral. Like,
running through the meadows instead of yeah. skipping.
Yeah. So, like, kicking over a bush or something.
Yeah. See, is that, look at the river.
I'm always telling the kids that if they're ever trapped in a room,
after I lock the door,
yeah. If ever you've locked in a room and it wasn't me, if it was me, do not do this.
If I trap in a room,
everything's okay. If I'm
all part of the experiment.
Yeah. But if they're ever trapped in a room. Yeah. First of all, most doors are made of wood.
Yeah.
But if they have obvious panels, go for the panels. Then.
Why has this conversation come up with your kids?
I'll try and remember that. But then I said, okay. Most people think, you know, your arms are the strongest part of you, and that you've got a high centre of gravity generally, so you throw your weight at it, your shoulder first. But this. Invariably, it's not easy to do, especially if you've never done that sort of thing, shoulder barging.
Yeah.
So what people forget is to perhaps lie down on your back, you know, with your feet facing the door, position yourself and start bicycle pounding on the panel. And I think even sort of like, I don't know, a 10-year-old can probably pretty much put pay to an average door. Anything but, you know, sort of like a...
And then you sat down and you sat down.
It's like, stop trying to change the conversation. This is the conversation we're having.
This is the conversation. This could be life-saving.
This is all about...
survival.
Say, this is a product that we've just made. You might find it in these shops. That's it. This is a car we made. It's shaped like this.
Have you ever watched any QVC?
Well, I've over my dad's shoulder. I've seen him watching it.
Sort of over my dead body, over my dad's shoulder.
I know, it makes the scenario seem a bit odder than it was. It's like I've positioned myself standing behind him to one side. That's mental, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
The way they can talk about
just tat.
God, yeah.
For 20 minutes. Yeah.
You watch that and you start to think that is some kind of bizarre, like devilish skill.
Yeah,
to do that.
It's an art, isn't it?
Yeah, but a black art.
Yeah,
it's definitely a black art.
Yeah, there's no purity in it.
I say yeah, because I feel like you would need serious cleansing.
Yeah,
after that.
That's it.
It's like
good drubbing.
Yeah, for like a right spanking. Oh Christ! You convince someone they need a set of 90 picture frames.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, you know, you talk for 3 hours about picture frames, and you maybe at the back of your mind you're just thinking, if I buy these picture frames, will he just shut up about picture frames?
Yeah, that's it.
Is that kind of like,
you know,
is that how it works?
Sold it like submission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, I don't even say things like that. Please, just come on, we need to sell. Yeah. There's a few left. Please buy them because you know then we can just like stop talking about them.
Honestly, on QVC, just sort of to say, you know, you could still be the same format, still be on TV.
It would work on some people. You'd have some old deer.
Yeah. Oh, picture frames.
Oh, bless him.
Yeah. He's trying to sell me some picture frames.
Look, he's all on his own. He's got a job lot of picture frames.
For me.
He just needs to sell them. He'll be all right if I buy these picture frames. I can just imagine it. Just a sort of like a beseeching tone.
Please.
Not too good looking, but you know.
Yeah.
Not
passable. Enough for TV.
Passable complexion. and that's it. And it's like they seem to deal in volume, specific volumes of things.
Yeah.
Like literally, right? Imagine they just got a container from Taiwan and they're like,
the delivery.
See what's in this.
Ooh, just, wrap it all.
Just like QVC on the side. QVC, yeah. Tuesday. Well, look at this. We've got lawn mowers. We got
huge
swing ball.
Arctic lorry pulling up into the QVC depot.
Work?
Yeah, work.